Right now it is time for Food for Mood with Dr. Judy Werpman. Judy is the co-author of the Serotonin Power Diet. More information on that at serotoninpowerdiet.com. Also author of Simon Loses His Tummy and her latest book, Before Her Voice Was Still. Ladies and gentlemen, from Beantown, Dr. Werpman, good morning.
Hi, good morning to you. And it really is quite a beautiful day out. The sun is shining. The wind has died down. I think the temperature may reach 30, so it's fine.
It's cold, but the light has so clearly changed. You know,
yes.
Anyone with seasonal affect disorder has got to be just feel it. You start to feel it, and because we are all animals, it improves, and it almost doesn't matter. The only thing I would be absolutely venting about is if it were just feet and feet of snow. That would not work for me.
Exactly.
Before we start, though,
yes,
just because you are Dr. Werpman, and I don't know if this one is a call the herd or not, but have you heard about the latest dry fast?
No. What is that?
That is when you...
What am I missing?
Oh, no water. No water. The only water is for... It should touch you externally.
You're kidding, aren't you?
I am not.
And then you die?
Pretty much. That's what I said. It's got to be a call to herd.
I mean, because how many days are you supposed to be without water before your whole body shuts down? I mean, that is one way of losing weight.
Yeah, okay, January 18th. The fat has grown. It's off keto. The fat has grown, and more people want to try it to lose weight. Dry fasting is when someone fasts without drinking a lot of water. Instead of supplementing the food with water, the person goes without it completely.
You would lose weight, of course. I remember years back when I was pregnant, and we were only allowed to gain 20 pounds or something, that, you know, everyone I knew was pregnant would get a diuretic, so that when you were taking it for a couple of days before you saw your obstetrician, so when you were weighed, you would be a little dehydrated, and you would look like you didn't lose much. That you hadn't gained as much weight as you probably had. And I know that people who do bodybuilding, go into bodybuilding competitions, will deprive themselves of water so that their muscles stand out and they look, quote, cut. And they really will become totally dehydrated, for several hours before the competition. Then, of course, they drink a lot of water afterward because the body does lose water, and it said you do seem to have a better physique as a result. But, of course, the other thing that happens is that your whole body starts shutting down for lack of water. And I think it really is a very a clever way of people deciding to lose weight because, again, the end result is when you're dead, you lose a lot of weight.
Yeah. I'll send you the article. It's real, and it has to, I mean, again, this is totally a call to herd. It speaks about the religious, basically fasting is used by nearly all religious, blah, 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 blah. Yes, that's fasting. That's not depriving yourself of water. It's like, and God forbid this transfers to pets, you know, I just can't. So.
No. But, well, for people who want to do that, there must be some other things that they have, other problems they have in their life as well, for them to fall for something like this. And so I think, Jill, the problem goes even deeper than deciding to lose weight by becoming dehydrated. You know, again, the lack of knowledge of one's own body is so profound that I wonder if these people are able to take care of their bodies even when they're not trying to lose weight. And that is really actually what, you know, I wrote to you about this woman who is featured on this very popular television series called My 600 Pound Life, which shows over a period of a year the struggles that people who weigh usually in excess of 600 pounds go through in order to be accepted into a bariatric surgery program by a doctor in Houston. And wisely, he insists that his patients lose weight on their own before he'll operate on them because he knows that if they are incapable of even losing just what would be for him a small amount of weight, because they are starting at such an excess weight, you know, like 50 pounds over maybe 2 months or something, if they can't do it they don't have the self-discipline to do it on their own, then once he reduces the size of their stomach, they will run the risk of actually blowing out their stomach by starting to eat so much food that their stomach really just can't handle it, and they become quite sick. But, of course, the diet he gives them, and he apparently gives them all the same diet, is very low in calories for them. People who are used to eating 5,000 or 6,000 calories a day, he says, go on a 1,200-calorie diet, cut out all carbohydrates, you know, other than maybe some vegetables, and a tiny bit of fruit, and, you know, weigh and measure. Well, he doesn't even tell them that, but presumably they're supposed to weigh and measure what they're eating, and they sort of sit at home because they don't really move and try to lose weight. Well, so this particular story was about a woman who consistently failed to do so, and not over a period of about 9 months. And not only did she fail to lose weight, she gained. And this seemed to be absolutely impossible to the doctor, because apparently if you're eating 1,200 calories, you have to lose weight. If you start out at 670 pounds or something. But she kept saying, my diet is failing me. You know, you gave me the wrong kind of diet. I shouldn't be eating so many calories. It's not my fault. And a superficial glance at the program makes you think, oh, come on now. You know, she really could lose weight. She really, is just making excuses for herself. But she really was right in a sense, because her diet did fail her. And this is typical, I think, of a lot of people who are put on or choose the wrong kind of diet, like the diet you just talked about. You know, her diet failed her because this doctor did not provide her with the nutritional slash dietetic support that she needed in order to know how many, what size portions she should be eating, you know, how to cut out calories by not adding, let's say, oil to her food, by eating healthy food choices. There was nothing in the program that implied that she'd be given any of this advice, she or the companion who was living with her, who was preparing her food. She was extremely sedentary. If she walked 40 steps a day, she considered that a victory. And, you know, since she had the energy and movement of a 200-pound tortoise, you know, she probably should have been given fewer calories and been given the instructions on how to follow that diet. And most important, it wasn't really until she had failed for several months to lose weight that the doctor said, well, you should see a psychologist. And the psychologist really never talked to her about or they did not have an honest discussion of the issues that really caused this woman to gain so much weight. And so it occurred to me that, you know, here was an example of what looked superficially like a really excellent diet for a person who obviously should have self-discipline to lose weight, but obviously couldn't, because anybody who's used to eating 7,000 calories a day can't totally expect to go home and change without a lot of support. And I really think that's true of many, many of the programs. You know, people just go on a diet because they think it's going to promise weight loss quickly, with no idea whether it fits their needs.
Yeah,
and your example is an absolutely excellent one.
And again, it takes a village to lose that weight, but it's not. Each person is an individual, and that's really important.
That's right. And as you always say, Jill, and I quote you all the time, you know, it's not losing weight. It's a diet for life, and you should be able to make the transition seamlessly from the diet program into your lifestyle program so you keep the weight loss off. And what did people expect was going to happen when they finally started drinking water again? Did they think that they wouldn't gain back the weight they had lost by depriving themselves of water? Did anybody ask them that?
I don't know. The cell regeneration. I mean, I'm waiting for the cell regeneration report. I sent you the thing.
So, all right. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Thank you very much, Dr. Judy Wortman, Food for Mood.